Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Go to our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. As the fallout from the Sixers' end of the season continues, Daryl Morey spoke yesterday, really wanted to turn the page quickly to the offseason, and the theme was very clear. I mean, very clear. They are star hunting. I feel like we're back in the time where Brett Brown was running the team. They're star hunting this offseason. They want to use that cap space on the best player possible this offseason, and there's a variety of names out there that we'll discuss, I'm sure, on this show and on WIP a lot over the next month or so. One of those names, ironically, almost simultaneously was being discussed down in Miami. Pat Riley had his end of season press conference, totally different tone. I mean, you listen to those two, Morey and Riley, speak for like 10 minutes. You're like, I understand why one guy has a culture wherever he goes, and the other guy's culture is not quite as good. But the one thing that you notice from Pat Riley is he did not hold back on some criticism of Jimmy Butler. Now, he praised Jimmy Butler for being a great player, but he also mentioned how he's basically a part-time player now. And if he played more, maybe the team wouldn't be in the play-in every year. And then basically told him to shut up because he was saying if he was playing, the Heat would have beaten the Knicks or the Sixers or whatever. So there was some, you know, people, the takeaway was, are the Heat and Jimmy Butler on shaky ground? And they certainly might be. And if I'm the Miami Heat, I have reservations about giving Butler an extension when he still has time on his contract left. So that all opens up this can of worms. And it's gotten everyone here wondering, could Jimmy Butler come back to the Sixers? Should the Sixers pursue Jimmy Butler? I think it's a very complicated and kind of, you know, weird situation where on the surface, 1,000% yes, right? That the Sixers made a mistake 5 years ago and they can reverse that mistake now and they could bring Jimmy Butler back if the marriage between Butler and the Heat is about to die. But then you factor in compensation, you factor in the contract, a possible extension. Is it really the right move for the Sixers? Let me start with this. I was wrong on Jimmy Butler 5 years ago. I have admitted that many times over the past couple of years. I read it wrong. I thought Butler was a guy who wouldn't age well. He did age well. I thought he was a guy who would look like he does maybe now and is good for the next 3 or 4 years. I thought he would do that 4 or 5 years ago. He didn't. He had a lot more runway than I thought he did. And obviously bought into the culture down there in Miami and led them to 2 finals. What a tremendous signing for them. And what a major mistake for the Sixers not bringing them back in 2019. But now we're not living in 2019. We're living in 2024. And is it worth it for the Sixers? So let's attack this from a couple angles. We'll get Tucker's thoughts on this. The first angle is the player, his profile, what he brings to the table. And it's very difficult to say anything, but yeah, of course the Sixers would be better with Jimmy Butler. Go get Jimmy Butler. Like, he provides toughness. He provides scoring. He provides rebounding. He provides playmaking. He has been a big game player. He has been a leader. Everything the Sixers have lacked, Jimmy Butler brings to the table. Yes, he would make them a better basketball team. If we take away all the other elements and we just talk about Jimmy Butler, the player, and next season, like we go back to the old Tobias Harris over me. Imagine taking out Tobias Harris and putting in Jimmy Butler. The Sixers beat the Knicks. The Sixers are favored to beat the Pacers. And the Sixers likely are given a real chance to compete with the Boston Celtics in an Eastern Conference final. That's the kind of transformational player Butler could be if he came back here to Philadelphia. He checks every box that the Sixers are missing. Toughness, defense, rebounding, third score, everything the Sixers are missing, Jimmy Butler checks that box right now. And he checked it 5 years ago. They made a mistake, and he could check it again now. So if we take out any other consideration, it is an easy yes. Like the first, like, do you want the player? Do you like the player? Does the player fit? Yes, 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 yes. And you go back to the history, Daryl Morey, he's tried to get every star, but he had interest in Jimmy Butler when he was younger on the Wolves back when Morey was in Houston. So there's an element to this makes total sense. And actually from a basketball perspective, and we'll get to the contract stuff, the age stuff, all that stuff. But from a basketball perspective, I was trying to think of a comp this morning. Like if they brought Butler back and you have Butler on this team with Maxey and with Joel Embiid, the basketball equivalent that I thought of this morning that I think they could look like in a free-flowing Nick Nurse offense is a modern version of the Spurs with Parker, Ginobili, and Duncan. Obviously, Embiid as the Duncan, as the big guy that could shoot a little bit from mid-range and beyond. Obviously, Duncan didn't shoot threes as much, but mid-range and beyond, skilled offensive player. He has gotten better as a passer. Duncan was an incredible passer, passing out of double teams, hitting his open guy. Joel functioning as the Duncan in the offense. Tyrese Maxey, and I've heard Daryl Morey in recent years comp him to Tony Parker, like when they've kind of looked at the start of his career and what he's become, how quickly he's become it. There's some comparisons to Tony Parker. And then I look at Jimmy Butler, and you would say, well, Joe, he's better than Manu Ginobili. First of all, Manu's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Manu's a champion. And Manu, I think, could have scored more early in his career if he was on a different team. He just was with all these Hall of Famers on a dynasty, and he kind of took a step back and scored when it was his turn. But I look at Jimmy could be the Manu Ginobili of the group. And as he ages, and maybe Jimmy isn't the player 2 years from now as he is today or was last year or the year before, maybe he settles into that role where he's more of, if he came here with Maxey as more of a lead scorer and Embiid as more of a lead scorer, maybe Jimmy as a Manu type in this potential new trio could work. I mean, those guys sacrificed for each other. Now, is Jimmy and Embiid and Maxey willing to do that? I don't know. I mean, they got to figure that out. If we could watch guys like Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade take a step back for LeBron James, I mean, to me, anybody, and LeBron take a step back too, anybody could sacrifice. Kevin Durant went to Golden State. If you want to win a championship, you do what it takes to win a championship. So in a perfect world, I see them playing the game with Nick Nurse as their coach, like Pop used to play with Duncan and Ginobili and Parker. I think the three of them fit that. They look like that to me, maybe kind of a souped up version of those guys. You know, a little bit more of a physical dominant player in Joel than Duncan was. You know, a little bit more of a stronger and more athletic point guard than Parker was. But the speed there, Parker and Maxey, both very fast point guards. And obviously, Butler, a souped up version of Ginobili, though Butler, again, is aging a little bit now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so that's the way I think it would look. As far as Butler, the player, you do worry about age, and he is a part-time player at this point. I mean, Jimmy Butler hasn't played 70 games in a season since 2017. He dropped to 60 this year. So we're trending towards, you know, he's not playing. You know, it's like Joel Embiid. So I think the hope would be, all right, maybe they stagger their time off, and then there's always someone really good on the court when the other guy's hurt or whatever. That's more hopeful than it is accurate. I mean, I don't know. How do we know when Jimmy Butler's going to get hurt? Like, he got hurt in the playing game against the Sixers. We don't know. You kind of hope it staggers itself. So always there's one of them out there with Tyrese Maxey during the regular season. But there's questions with his injuries now. There's questions with just being able to get through regular seasons, how that affects playoff seeding. Look at the Lakers the last couple of years. I mean, that's been an issue for them, where they've had Anthony Davis and LeBron James, great players, but they're fragile and they don't really take the regular season seriously. And then they try to turn it on in the playoffs, and they've been matched up against the Nuggets 2 years ago and got smacked. So you can't just like say, oh, we'll turn it on in the playoffs. That's a concern. Jimmy Butler will be 35 when next season starts. That's a concern. And then you go to the contract. I'm going to pull this up here, the Jimmy Butler contract. It is not cheap, and he wants an extension. So, you know, I think we're at the point now where no matter who they bring in, it's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to cost most of their cap space to sign the player they sign or trade for the player they trade for, you know, whatever they use, however they use their money. So Butler is on, you know, he's got 2 years left on a 3-year, $146.4 million contract. So we're talking about, you know, over $40 million per season, and wants an extension, I'm guessing, over $50 million per season. So, you know, we're talking about the next 2 years at over 40. And yeah, he wants an extension, according to the Miami Herald, of 2 years, $113 million. So you kind of do the math on this. This would be what, about 4 years and about over $200 million in terms of the what the contract would look like if they traded for him and gave him the extension. The final couple of years of that could be super ugly, super ugly. And then you throw in what it would take to get him. Now, here's where I become super intrigued by all this. Because of everything we just lined out with the age, with how much he plays, with the Heat maybe being a little bit, I'm not saying done with him, but maybe he's on Pat Riley's nerves. I'm not sure the market for Jimmy Butler is going to be as robust as we think. I don't, the Sixers don't have players to trade. They have cap space to absorb him, and they have picks to trade. And Miami could reroute those picks, could be a three-way deal, whatever. But I'm not sure that Jimmy Butler at this stage of his career is going to cost as much of a trade as you might think. I mean, Sixers are the 16th pick of the draft. They have a bunch of future picks. Would they have to empty the cupboard for Jimmy Butler? I don't think they would. And if the Heat are done with him and he wants to come back here, even though there's the age red flag and even though there's the games played red flag, I have to do it. Because, you know, and I know the contract coming up becomes another consideration, but I'll worry about that. Like, I'll figure that out when I get there. I would take Jimmy Butler back. Tucker, I know it comes with some risk, and he's not getting any younger, and he's not playing a lot of games per season. But if it doesn't cost much, and he wants to come back here, I think the basketball fit is as good as you can imagine to bring Jimmy Butler back here. And unlike Paul George or some other guys, I know he's a winner. Like, I know he won't cower when he gets to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know he'll play well in the postseason, right? The first 82 games are the issue with Jimmy Butler, which is kind of the opposite of Paul George. And is Jimmy Butler the perfect player? No, but guess what? Perfect superstars aren't ever available, right? If you're holding out for, you know, a superstar without baggage or who's in his 20s, you're going to be waiting a while. You know, no one's going to become available in that situation. To me, just as much as it makes sense, and I think Jimmy Butler would fit well in this team, just makes me sad. You know, like we wasted this guy's entire prime, basically, by letting him walk to Miami, and maybe he wouldn't have come here. And I think there is a lot of revisionist history as to what Jimmy Butler was when he was here compared to, you know, what he's become now. I think he's, you know, become a lot more mature in his time in Miami. And remember, he had lots of issues with Brett Brown. Remember, he like didn't take a three for like a month just because he didn't feel like it. Like just a lot of little weird things that we tend to forget about Jimmy Butler. But I just, when you talk about what Daryl Morey wants, he laid it out yesterday, right? They need a wing player who can step up and play big in the postseason. That's Jimmy Butler in a nutshell, right? Like when he goes in the Hall of Fame, I know they don't have plaques at the, you know, Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, but if they did, that's what it would say. Elite scoring wing who performed well in the postseason.
It would. I mean, that's who he is. It's who he's been for a long time. And if he comes back here, I think the fit would work. And I think Tucker made a great point there that there are no perfect superstars. Like, Anthony, you know, great players in their 20s are not available. Anthony Edwards is not available. Like, you can't get him. You could call the Wolves tomorrow and say, we'll give you every pick swap we have for the next 50 years. And they're going to say, no, we got the next great player in the NBA. So great young players that check every box are not available. Jimmy Butler doesn't check every box. I agree with Tucker. He has matured a little bit since he left here. I think the time with Spoelstra down in Miami and Pat Riley has helped him a lot. And it's changed, you know, a lot of the way he has been. And it's risky. Paul George is risky, but Paul George has been more of a loser. Jimmy Butler has been more of a winner. LeBron James is the pie in the sky idea. We'll get to that, I'm sure, in an episode soon. The likelihood is he won't come here. I mean, that I find it probably harder to imagine anything else than LeBron James actually signs in Philadelphia. So of the available options, Jimmy Butler becomes attractive. He becomes attractive. The only thing that holds me back is what do the Heat know or what do the Heat think that's telling them he's not worth the extension. You know, when Pat Riley and company want to move off a player, I wonder, like, why do they want to move off this player? What do they see day to day, week to week, game to game that maybe we're missing? That's my biggest trepidation on this. It's not his age and it's not his game. And in fact, Jimmy Butler this year shot from three at 41%, best of his career. I think that he needs that as he ages because his ability to get by people is going to wane and diminish, and I think it will actually keep him healthier. LeBron this year shot the three ball the best he ever has. I think as you get into your 30s, late 30s, you got to shoot the three ball if you're a player that used to go to the basket. You're not going to be able to get to the basket as much, and when you do, you're going to get banged up more often. So I like that about where Butler's game is going now. If you tell me this costs all the Sixers assets and an extension, I'm probably out. That feels like a lot for an aging player. But I don't think it will cost as much as you might, and a lot of people might. And if the trade feels like, man, they got Jimmy Butler for that, not that much, I think it is a seamless fit. You know it can work here. I see that old Spurs kind of thing with the way I see the three of them playing between Duncan and Manu and Parker. That could be here with Embiid and Maxey and Jimmy Butler. It would be, in a way, a depressing story because they missed out on the last 5 years, but it would be righting a wrong. Sometimes you got to right the wrong. And the Sixers here could right the wrong, bring Jimmy Butler back, get him out of Miami, appease him with a couple extra years on the contract, and cross your fingers that it's enough to make a deep run next year in the Eastern Conference. I'm in. Bring Jimmy Butler back. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.